Vayter in Shasri Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Gimel, picking it up about 15 lines down. First word in the line, Vaboyin Mutarin. When the Avodah Zarah looks on their way back from their Avodah Zarah holiday, the Avodah Zarah, they're allowed to do business with them. Amar Shimon Lakish Loshan Eloshein Kshurin Zabazeh. That's only if they're not coming as all group. Rashi says Shechosin Chabura Chabura Yachad Velobad Bebad. Right? Then, if they are coming as a whole group, then it's going to be usher. Because Ema Daito Lachsur. Because you can say that maybe they're going to go back to the Avodah Zarah after. It's never meant to go back. Next part of Mishnah, Dodo Savdi Chavim Vikan Kanayim. Leather flasks of the Avodah Zarah and their pottery jugs, or earthenware jugs, in which wine was kept, wine of a Jew is kept, to Remeir asers this wine for Hanav, the Chachamim, they matter it for Hanav, this aser, to drink it. Now, we're going to go into a case of when the container is owned by Avodah Zarah, when the containers of Ozar, we're going to make the kosher wine aser. Tanur Abana, notice of the Kachavim, Grudin Chashodin Mutarin. Grudin Hashem. Grudim Chadashim Mutarim, Yeshanim Umuzupapin Asurin. If they are smoothed and they are new, then they are mutar. Rashi says, Garas Bedalit. Okay, Grudim. Shemem Zephes, they don't have pitch in Chadashin, they're new mutarin. The Kinesa Siayin Zman Muat Lo Bala Or. When you put them for a very little time, the leather doesn't absorb it. Venodos Dafka, Avaklicheres Bala Lealter. That's only talking about the flasks made out of leather. But if it's made out of cheres, out of pottery, it absorbs immediately. Yeshanim, but if they're old or they're lined with pitch, then they're going to be aser. Rashi says, Klomer, oh, Yeshanim, oh, Muzufafras aserin. Yeshanim, Aidi, the Kondis, Mehen, Yain, Nesech, Zman Ruba, once the Yain was in for a while, Bala or, it absorbs it. Umuzufafin, and if it's pitch in there, afilu mechada zimne, even one time, bala zefes layayin, the pitch absorbs the wine. If the Vodazara poured pitch into them in order to line them, he tanned them and put wine in them. The Yisrael, Omid al Gabav, and a Jew is standing over him, then Eno Choshesh, when we are not worried. It says Rashi, Ovik Chomer, Ibn Beresha, Klomer, Hittich Zephas Atochim, Vinasa Tochim Yain, Kane Darkam, Baocha Zephas Cham, while the pitch is still hot. Nosan Yain, they put the wine in, Lital Tam, Miri Rasa Shal Zephas, to get a little bit of that bitter taste of the actual Zephas. Right then, you don't have to be worried. In other words, you're allowed to use this Kli for kosher wine right away. Even if we're sure that the Avodah Zaradik did not previously use it with Yain Nesek, it's still possible that he finished it through the use of Yain Nesek. The Bais is telling that if a Yid was supervising this whole thing, then it's going to be mutter. But since Avodah Zarah put the wine into it, even when there's just watching him, how's it going to help? The wine should cause the lined container to become aser. Even a Jew is making sure that the Avodah Zarah doesn't touch the actual wine. The act of pouring it into the pitch itself is going to make it Yain Nesek. That's what it means to say. If the Avodah Zarah poured pitch into it and he tanned them, the Yisrael nosin yain l'sochem, nosin l'sochem yain. Yisrael put wine into it. Yisrael acher omen al gabon. There's no Jews watching it. And vein ochoshes, so you don't have to worry about anything. Omen acher Yisrael nosin l'sochem yain. In fact, the Gemara, if Yid's putting it in, Yisrael acher omen al gabon lamali. Why do I need another Jew to be standing over and watching it? And for the Gemara, dilma agav tirdei, because maybe the Jew is so busy putting the wine, the Avodah Zarah guy is going to pour wine and the Yid is not going to notice that he's doing it. Rashi says, Menasik Leov Kachavim, Velavadaiti Yisraelav, and he's not going to notice what's going on. But even before he adds the wine into the pitch, the Jew's mind is on, you know, of making sure he's going to pour it in properly. So while he's preoccupied, this Avodah Zarah might go take some of the wine and pour it in as a libation. And then the Yid is not going to notice it, and therefore another Jew, his whole purpose is to make sure to watch all things going on. He's going to make sure that it's kosher. Kosher V'yosher. Zid Amar, Liolam Kizgamar Tmikari. No, really, it's like we said originally. The Avodah Zarnik is pouring it in to finish off that container, but still it's mutter. Because here at the time that the Avodah Zarnik is throwing the wine into the vessel, it becomes like throwing water into clay. Rashi says, "Sha'osu yain holikli ibud bezefes." It goes to another. It gets lost. It gets destroyed with the pitch there. Ubatel taimo kemayim zitzbavatel the tam kemayim and dipped in betit, like you put water in the cement. Bekalin me'alein, it gets destroyed by itself. Kishvis yabish, when it gets dry. Bezefes etit, when the tit gets dried out. Hare ein keilu. It is considered kilu lo hayu, like it was never there. Af yayin zeh, this too, kala b'lichluchis azefes, it gets destroyed with like the moisture of the pitch. Okir mishyabish, when it gets all dried up, azefes, kala me'alav v'shuvin upolet, it gets destroyed and it's not spit out anymore. Amar apapa, shma minami derev zvid, we learn from zvid, that high over the chavim, the shadachamim lebe milche di Yisrael, that these avodah zarenix, that throw wine into the salt containers of a yid, Shari, the salt is still going to be mutter because the wine gets absorbed and destroyed and disappears into it. Rashi's b'kli malei melech shai nivla v'kala b'melech, it's all swallowed up. Maskev l'ravashi, fracta gemar. Mitami, can you compare these cases? Hasam kazal l'iba, there in the case of the pitch, the tefes, the wine is getting lost. Hachalavka kazal l'iba, but over here in the case of the salt, it's not getting lost over here, right? You can't really see it, but it's still there within the salt, and it doesn't get dried up, unlike the wine in the pitch, and the water in the clay, which gets dried up when it gets hardened. Over here, that doesn't happen. It says, Rashi, Shanos, the Tam B'melech gives taste to the melech, the Olam. If it doesn't get dried, it gets dried up and gone. A story time. Bar Adi Tayana San Huzike me Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Bar Adi was an Arab merchant and he sees a certain flask, letter flask from Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Rama Bahu Chamra Vadrinu in the Alei. He put Yain Nesach in it and then when he was done, he returned it back to him. He's like, all right, I'm done, here you go. Also, Shalvi Midrashav Yitzchak came to the Beis Medrash to ask about this. Amar Leir of Yirmiya. Fills them with fill with water for 3 days and then empty it out like wash it well. From a Rava, and Rava says, Sarich Aaron Meis Leis, he's got to empty them out every 24 hours. Rashi says, Bechol Gimel Yamin Ma'aron Leis Leis, and also Nechem. Put water in, leave it 24 hours, wash it out, rinse it out, pour it out, put another, and do that 3 days in a row. Savar mina hani mili didan. They understood that this halacha over here is applying only to our kelim. It belongs to a yid that Avod Zarenik put his non-kosher wine in, like this case. Aval didu lo. But if it's their vessels, right, that of Avod Zarenik, then that wouldn't be good enough, right? Right. Right. Hani mili didan. Rashi says kigon hani. Ziki the Rav Yitzchak shenivla ben yain kosher tchila. Started with kosher wine. V'lo balim yain nesach kolkach. Aval didhu shenivlu ben yain nesach mitchilas. And lo sag v'yachid, that wouldn't be enough to fix it up. Ki yaser Rabin amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Nope, echad shalon v'echad shalem. This works in both cases, whether it's ours or theirs. Sover of achabidu rava kamidu av ashilamim arhani mili nodos. You want to say this is only talking about nodos, flasks. Rashi says, hani zikin shal orhein. Hani hainu zike vishel or, says Abach, right, out of leather. Aval kankanim lo, but not of his kankanim. Kankanim, nazaniza jojanim. But that flask made of pottery, Rashi Shulcheresain, a bully tuba, they swallow very well, absorb well. Lo sagi lubachi, it wouldn't be good enough. So aval kankanim lo. Omar lei Rav Ashi, lo shla nodas, lo shla kankanim. It doesn't matter if it's nodas or kankanim, it's going to work. You could do this methodology, whether it's theirs or ours, whether it's made of this material or that material, 3 days in, out, for 3 days in a row, and you're good. You have koshered it. Tanu Rabbanan, kankanim shalov dikuchavim, chadashim grudim utarim. If they're new and smooth, they don't have any zephyrs in there. Rashi says, shalov nizufafu me'olam, kari grudim, that's called grudim, that it's mutter. Yishanim umuzufapim aser. But if it's aser or it's lined with pitch, then it's aser. Rashi says, or. Ovikuchavim nosan zuchem yayin. If the Vodazari put wine in them, yisal nosan zuchem mayim. He can put water into them 3 times for 24 hours and kasher it. If a Avodah Zarnik puts wine into them, so also tochem tzir or murias, he can put brine or murias into them, and he doesn't have to be worried. Rashi says it's another way of kashering and miyadik. We don't immediately. I'll be shalomi lo amayim lefishat tzir murias surfim etzayan, it burns it up, hanivlo mechal and so on, destroys it. Yibaylo frak dagimara beep, turn the page. I'm going to base lechatchila o diavad. Does this mean you'll have lechatchila uses brine or murias thing in order to do this? Rashi says that tzir murias guy. Oh, the avid is, well, talking about b'diavad, if you did it, then it's okay. Tashima, detani, rabzid, bar oshia, nushaya, halukech, and kind of minuvit chamzun abayis, these vessels from Goyim, from the Avodah Zarnik, chadashim nosin tochem yain, if they're new, you can put wine into them. Yeshanam tochem, nosin tochem tzir, murias, tachila, if they're old, you can put in them these type of things, and you can do it even lechat chila. That answers the question. Vayimine Rav Yehuda nesiyam e Rav Yami hechaziran lekivshan ha'esh v'nislabenu mahum. What happens if we put them back in the kiln, the boiling hot furnace type of thing, and they became whitened from the heat? What's going to be the din? Is that going to work for a kli cheres in order to kasher an earthenware pot? Amalei tzir soreif or lo kol shekein. If this type of tzir, the brine, is going to go ahead, that's going to burn out the yayin nesach, then clearly this fire will do it. Hit my nami. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, can kanim shalav kacham shechazir and lekiv shana eish, kevin shenoshru zifton man, once the pitch the falls off, the lining falls off, mutar, and then it will be mutter. You've clearly burnt it out. Amar Ravashi, lo tema ad dinasran, el afilu refai mirpa afagav de lo nasa. Don't say that the line actually fell off, but even if it started to become loose, and it, even though it didn't yet fall off, that's actually already enough. Okay, says Rashi, hichnis kismin adolkin lesocha kankan achi nasha zifto. Another way of doing it is they're putting wood chips into it and then it burns the inside of it. Pligi baravacha ravina tzamachlokas. Chad asa chadachari, one says that it's good, one says no good. Hilchzakamad asa, the alchazak, the one who says that it's asa to do it, this is not going to kasher with these burning wooden chips inside. Ibailo, malitin lesocha sheikhai. What about putting beer into it? Get your beer here. Will the Yayin Nesach cause the beer to become usser, or do we say that beer is going to be mevatel the wine? Fascinating. Rashi's nothing yet. Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda Asri, Virava Shari. Story time. Ravina Shari Leila Rav Chia Bereid Rav Yitzchak Lemirma Beishecha, to put beer in, he allowed him to put beer in it in a non-kosher wine container before the Zarenix. He mounted it. Also, Rama Bechamra, Rav Chia went and placed the wine in it by accident instead of putting the beer in it. And he ossered it. Ravina Achilo Chashla the Milsei, Ravina wasn't worried about it. He didn't say that because of this, that the beer should not be put in such containers for fear that maybe people come put wine. Amar Kaiba Amu, he says, nah, it's just like a random circumstance. Don't make any gazers over here. We're fine. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Havale Hanhu Mane Dipikunsna. He had these type of utensils, Rashi says, Shel Tzviye Bakar, V'nasan Levehem Yayin Nesach. It was used for animal dung, for droppings. And they put Yayin Nesach was putting it. Malinu Mayi, filled it with water to start the 3-day process. And Chinhu B'Shimsha, and he put it in the sun. Paku, they ended up exploding because of the heat. Amale Rabbi Abba, Asertinu Alach Isur de la Olam. You've caused them to be Aser to you as a permanent Iser. In other words, she says, Klomer, Ibadatem Alchinam. You destroyed it for nothing. Like, it's totally gone now. It'll be a permanent Iser. Means it's no longer existent. Emer Damar Abadim, Linhu Maya, Anuche B'Shimsha Miyamer.
Okay, they said fill up with water. They say put it in the sun. Like you must have thought, like, okay, I'll heat up the water, that's going to help. And it says, nobody said to do that. Just leave water in there for a 24-hour period, pour it out, put new water in 24-hour period, pour it out, you got it for 3 days and you're good. You're going to heat up and lose it unnecessarily. A clean neser, which is a very absorbent type of thing and can therefore never be, you can never take out the stuff from it. It rushes miyayin nesach. You're never able to get out, right? The Rashi's, the intro is Ein lehem tahara miyayin nesach hanivla mehen mishum debli etuva. It absorbs you really well. So let's go clean neser. My clean neser. What is a clean neser? Rabbi Yosi bar oven. Kli machpores shel tzrif. It's a utensil made out of earth from tzrif. Rashi says karka shechofer misham tzrif. Blaz alum. Blashan Ashken is baisa. This is called alum. Very, very, very intense, absorbent type of material, type of dirt. Okay. Deve Parzak Rufila, the household of Parzak, the Shema Ish, Rufila Shela Melech. He was the second to the king, the viceroy of the king. Anas Hani Kube Mipumpadisa. He grabbed some jugs from the Jews in Pumpadisa. He took it from the Yidden. Ramu, Ramabu, Kamran, Kli, Galim of Yedin. He put Yayin Nesach in them. And then, Azrinu Nialayu. He poured it out, give it back. Asa Shailu Rav Yehuda, ask Rav Yehuda what to do about it. What's with the jugs? Armei says, Davar She'ein Machniso L'Kiyumu, Mishach Shechan B'mayim, Mehem Mutarin. The type of Kli in which one doesn't place a drink to store in, therefore, we have to be worried that Yayin Nesach was kept there for a long period of time. Then you could rinse it with water, and then they are going to be mutar. Right, these aren't the type of kelim that the Avodah Zarah would have placed Yayin Nesach for a long time. Therefore, it's enough just to wash it out and to move on with life. Amar Rav Avira. BTW, by the way, those kelim must not have been made out of pottery, because otherwise it's very observant, obviously. Okay, so Amrav Avira, Hani Chatzve Shchime Darmai, the red pitchers. Rashi says that they're Mikarka Shechamtis Rusha Belaz. It's a type of clay. That's red clay. So it's red pitchers. Other Arameans came into low bali tuva, since they do not absorb well. Mishach Shechon B'mayim Utarn. You can rinse them with water, and they are going to be mutter. Amara Papi, Hani Pasvasa de Bemichsi Michse, Kemidal Balituva, Meshach Shemamayan, Mutarin. Says Rashi, Klicharis, the type of Klicharis, de Bemichsi, it's a makom karkese kasha. The ground is very, very hard, it doesn't absorb, and if you can rinse it, you're good to go. Kasi, what about cups? Says Rashi, Kasi over here, I mean Kosa Shel Cheres. You don't put something in there and you store it in there. You just drink from it. It goes in, it comes right out. Ravasi Asar, he asers these to be used. Ravashi Shari, he says, nah, this is Nishkin a problem. It's not an issue. You just rinse it out. Oh, Shasibu Ovi Kacham Bam Rishon. If the Avodah Zarah drank his Yayin Nesach from the first time and they never ever use it for that, Rashi says, well, let's read the whole thing. Then Kuli Amalo Pligidas, everyone says it's going to be Yasser. Ki Pligid Pam Sheni. The question is, what about the second time? Right? In other words, as follows. If we're dealing with a Kli Cheres, even a, just a cup, and even if you use it only one time, but it had never been used for anything else, and now they put the yain nesach in that particular cup, then we have a problem. Rashi says the ID, the rekiche bali of Assyria, Chiyomel Mayim, Sholshiyom, and Kedamar. The only way to get out of it is to do the 3-day shtickel of changing the waters 3 times. But since it's very porous, and the pores in the new cup that weren't filled up yet, then using even one time is going to cause yourself a problem. Keep leaking. Where's their argument? If it would be used now for a second time. In other words, the Yid used this cup for his own liquid, and then the Avodah Zarah put his Yayin Nesach in it. In that case, let's say they were filled up to some degree with Yiddish liquid over there. Avashi is going to say they're not going to absorb the Yayin Nesach, and the Yid only has to rinse it out before using it. Avashi, though, no, that's Rav Ashi. Rav Asi, he says, no, even that, in that case, Even then, the cups need the 3 days of shtiklach. Ikadiyamri, there's some that say, parmishon v'sheni kulam l'pligidasa, even first and second times, everyone agrees that it's going to be a problematic. Meaning, if you'd use the yayin esluch, the first day it goes into it, it's going to be a problem. If yayin esluch goes in the second time, it went into something else went in first, a Jew's wine, but then yayin esluch with the second usage for that, it's going to be problematic. Keep pligi, but parmishlis is where they're arguing, the third time. V'ilchasa, what's halacha? Pam Rishon Visheni Aser Pam Shlishi Glida, but Shlishi Mutter. The third time it's already absorbed with all the kosher things, just rinse it out, and you are good to go with. Good to go with. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.